Through the deep dusk, Mim led them past the pool, where now the faint stars were mirrored among the shadows of the birch boughs. At the mouth of the cave he turned and bowed to Turin. "Enter, Lord," he said. "Bar en Dunwell, the House of Ransom, or so it shall be called." "That may be," said Turin. "I will look at it first." Then he went in with Mim, and the others, seeing him unafraid, followed behind. Even Androg, who most misdoubted the dwarf. They were soon in a black dark, but Mim clapped his hands, and a little light appeared coming round a corner. From a passage at the back of the outer grot, there stepped another dwarf, bearing a small torch.
"Ah! I missed him as I feared," said Androg.
But Mim spoke quickly with the other in their own harsh tongue, and seeming troubled or angered by what he heard, he darted into the passage and disappeared. Now Androg was all for going forward. "Attack first," he cried. "There may be a hive of them, but they are small."
"Three only, I guess," said Turin, and he led the way, while behind him the outlaws groped along the passage by the feel of the rough walls. Many times it bent this way and that at sharp angles, but at last a faint light gleamed ahead, and they came into a small but lofty hall, dim lit by lamps hanging down out of the roof shadow upon fine chains. Mim was not there, but his voice could be heard, and led by it, Turin came to the door of a chamber opening at the back of the hall. Looking in, he saw Mim kneeling on the floor. Beside him stood Silent, the dwarf with the torch. But on a stone couch by the far wall lay another.
"Him! Him! Him!"
the old dwarf wailed, tearing at his beard. "Not all your shots went wild," said Turin to Androg, "but this may prove an ill hit. You loose shaft too lightly, but you may not live long enough to learn wisdom." Leaving the others, Turin entered softly and stood behind Mim and spoke to him. "What is the trouble, master?" he said. "I have some healing arts. May I help you?" Mim turned his head, and his eyes had a red light.
"Not unless you can turn back time and cut off the cruel hands of your men," he answered. "This is my son. An arrow was in his breast. Now he is beyond speech. He died at sunset. Your bonds held me from healing him."
Again, pity, long hardened, welled in Turin's heart as water from rock.
"Alas," he said, "I would recall that shaft if I could. Now, Baren Dunwell, House of Ransom, shall this be called in truth. Whether we dwell here or no, I will hold myself in your debt. And if ever I come to any wealth, I will pay you a dunwell of heavy gold for your son, in token of sorrow, even if it gladdens your heart no more." Then Mim rose and looked long at Turin.
"I hear you," he said. "You speak like a dwarf lord of old, and at that I marvel. Now, my heart is cooled, though it is not glad. My own ransom I will pay, therefore. You may dwell here if you will, but this I will add. He that loosed the shaft shall break his bow and his arrows and lay them at my son's feet, and he shall never take an arrow nor bear bow again. If he does, he shall die by it. That curse I lay on him."
Androg was afraid when he heard of this curse, and though he did so with great grudge, he broke his bow and his arrows and laid them at the dead dwarf's feet. But as he came out from the chamber, he glanced evilly at Mim and muttered, "The curse of a dwarf never dies, they say. But a man's, too, may come home. May he die with a dart in his throat."